of chaps and kids there. They still use that word chaps out here in the country right now. I heard a fellow the other day said he had an Indian family living on his place, and said they didn't have any heat in the house. Said he asked, he said, "What about your chaps? Don't they get cold?" Being sure, call them chaps.
Mm-hmm. And the word passel?
Passel, that means a whole lot. Passel of things. That means a heap of them. Passel.
You name a child, what, after, for, if a child was named for, had the same name as his father, you say you name a child.
After his daddy, he'd be a junior.
And the child is illegitimate? What was the polite word?
He was a woods colt.
Woods colt?
Yeah. He's a woods colt. Yeah. Oh, boy.
And the child without parents, both parents dead?
Well, of course, I guess, I don't know about any other name except orphan, you know,
And did the court appoint someone to look after?
Well, unless he was formally adopted. Of course, I tell you, the way the niggers, they just give that children away. Did you know my grandmother and grandfather at Harvey House there? This woman had a flock, and she gave my grandfather two children just to take care of them. She couldn't take care of them. And of course, they just became members of that boy and girl, brothers and sisters. She just gave them to them. She said, "I can't take care of all these children." And they lived with them until they were grown. They trained them, you know, to do various things. Trained the girl to be a good cook and a laundress, and the boy, my grandfather took him, and he got to where he was one of the best farmhands on the place. Expert at plowing and handling horses, mules, riding. He's a wonderful rider. He and I one night, I thought he was about the smartest nigger in the world, so one night we had a tent, and we went over and camped out one night, way out in the back of the pasture. A beautiful moonlight night. And he woke up about midnight and called me. He said, "Let's take a ride." I said, "What are we going to ride on?" He said, "Plenty of horses out there in the field." I said, "Well, we haven't got a bridle saddle." "Don't need a bridle saddle," said, "I got a rope." We went out and caught two of those horses and tied this short rope around their lower jaw. I'll never forget what a fool thing we did. We got on those horses and we galloped across the fields and went by a house, and I remember a clothesline caught me and flipped me off the horse. Of all food, and me and that nigga boy jumped over and got those two horses, and we just went flying. Bareback, nothing but a rope. You can control a horse with just a rope. Put a loop around his lower jaw, just a short rope. Food thing we did.
To put a baby in something, to take it out, something on wheels, what was that called, and what was the act?
Well, of course, there were go-karts, and baby carriages, and the word perambulator, we never heard of that one.
It was later.
They were called go-karts. Why they got that name, I don't know.
What did you do? Put the baby in the baby carriage, and what would you do? Take him out?
Take him out.
You wheel the baby, or ride rolling?
We'd take him out, yeah. You'd wheel him around the block, or down the road.
You never heard anyone say, "Roll the baby"?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, they rolled him, wheeled him. Yeah, I've heard that you.
And different parts of the body here. Is this part any distinctive name?
You used to call it the goozle. You ever hear that word?
I'm not sure what it means. I have heard it, but I'm not sure.
Adam's apple.
It is the Adam's apple.
The same as Adam's apple.
I see. And this part?
Well, you know, when they said forehead, we thought they were kind of didn't know what they're talking about. Forehead, you know, a lot of older people call it forehead. I guess they still do. Mm-hmm. I've heard it used right now. Forehead. Well, that's a good word.
Rather than brow.
Yeah, brow, forehead. Mm-hmm. I guess that's a good word. Forehead, it is the front of your head.
Mm-hmm.